Asia.
South Australia. No dough. Political donations may be banned.
Whole countries could run on the billions that donors splurged on America's election. Some families might struggle on the political finance raised in South Australia, an Australian state of 1.9 million people. Its parties reported donations of around 1 million Australian dollars, that's $730,000 at the time, in the 8 months before its most recent election in 2022. Still, the state's centre-left Labour government wants to take cash out of politics. On November 12th, it introduced legislation to ban all political donations. The bill has wide support in the state's parliament. "We're doing something that is contrary to our own political interests," says Peter Malinauskas, the state's premier, Australia's equivalent of a governor. "But it is in the spirit of serious democratic reform. Australians are far happier with their democracy than Britain's or Americans, but their faith in the system is falling. A perception that money buys influence is one reason for that," Mr. Malinauskas argues. Plus, he says, the law will free politicians from fundraising, allowing them to focus on policy making. Once passed, the bill will ban political parties and sitting MPs from receiving donations or gifts. Elections will be financed by public money, which will be capped and allocated to parties in proportion to the number of votes they won at the last election. To allay fears that the ban would disadvantage minor parties, the bill carves out an exemption, allowing new candidates to take multiple donations of up to 5,000 Australian dollars. It will also limit campaign spending by businesses and trade unions, of which Mr. Malinauskas is a former head. But it is likely to face challenges. Critics continue to worry that the law might still advantage the two big parties. Another question is whether banning political donations breaches the constitutional rights of Australians. In the past decade, unions fought two laws to curb donations and third-party campaigning in New South Wales. Australia's High Court struck down the provisions. Mr. Malinauskas says his government has drafted its bill with such concerns in mind. Aggrieved lobbyists may well test its work.